part-time positions between the hours of 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. No qualified candidate will be turned away, and positions will be hired on the spot. Hostess Brands offers competitive pay and a comprehensive benefit package. Questions? Contact A. Hines at hostessbrands.com. Hostess Brands LLC is an equal opportunity employer. KVOE Live and Local. Good morning, cloud cover and 63 degrees. It is 8:52.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. That's CB Financial.
Income is the outcome that matters most in retirement. I'm Craig Barnwell with CB Financial, and I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call and set up a free, no-obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
KVOE News time is 8:53, which makes it Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us here Brian Shintaku. He's the food pantry manager for the Salvation Army. We're talking about the food pantry, and we're talking about KVOE's drive for food, which is now less than 2 weeks out.
Indeed. What, a week and a day?
That's it.
Coming up. Brian, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Brian.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, glad to have you on board here with us today. We wanted to get a quick update on how things were looking at the food pantry. I know we had you and Captain Haddon on with us here a couple of weeks back. So, well, how bare are you right now with the food pantry?
Yeah, something interesting happened over, the last month or so. We just had a few more clients come in, and, we were able to give out food. But unfortunately, the donations for things that they typically get, I think the last time we were on, I mentioned peanut butter, pinto beans, that kind of thing. Those things are really just, they're non-existent, even jelly. So it's just kind of like looking a little bare. So I'm glad that this is coming up, and it's really going to help the mission over there at Salvation Army.
You bring up an interesting point that people may not realize is that, folks that come into the pantry, they'll still be able to get something, although it sounds like the amount of things that they may want, in a situation that you're currently dealing with, you may not be able to give them how much they want, but they'll still be able to walk out with something.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So, what I try to do is when we have food come in, obviously it's not like a consistent, grouping of food that comes in. So maybe 1 week we'll get a lot of frozen meat. Another week we might get a lot of bakery items and so on and so forth. So as of recently, which I've found to be pretty interesting, that we have tons of frozen meat. So one thing that I can do, maybe I can't give them a protein for peanut butter, but I can sure provide them a protein with a chicken or, beef or whatever that may be. And, most people are okay, with getting that extra portion of those meats. So that's been really helpful. We've been blessed with, as one thing leaves, another thing, comes up. So I think having the consistency of having the nice variety of things is definitely what we try to look for and seek. But yeah, like you mentioned, if something's gone, we try to supplement somewhere else.
Well, what we try to do is pack the pantry. This is our 21st year of doing this with the Salvation Army, and we have a very generous community, and we encourage them to just give us their address, and then the morning of October the 20th, leave your non-perishable food donation on your front porch or driveway. One of the KVOE Drive for Food volunteers will be by to pick it up, and we'll get it down and load it into the Salvation Army pantry. We've got schools and businesses all running their own drives, and if there are businesses or industries out there that would like to do a food drive, just let us know, and we'll be by to pick it up and make sure it gets down to the Salvation Army on October the 20th. So specifically, Brian, what would you like to see? What do you really need?
Yeah, I think, I touched a little bit on peanut butter and jelly. And then as far as, vegetables go, canned mixed vegetables are great. Those are things that most people like to have a little variety. And then also mixed fruits as well, canned mixed fruits. And then as far as dairy we go, I would say if there's, an evaporated milk or some sort of condensed milk, that would be something awesome as well, something that will, help provide some supplementation there. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything, Brian, really that you don't need at this particular point in time? Or is it really the more the merrier, and you just have these really targeted items that you're really seeing?
I feel like the more the merrier. You know, we'll find a place to put things to kind of help us, because, you know, it helps us so that way we don't have to go out and purchase, you know, food and stuff like that. So, because that makes it a little bit difficult, you know, for the Salvation Army to continue to help as far as that's concerned. So yeah, any type of food or anything really that's of donations, we usually take it, as long as it's sealed, right? But yeah, we are all open arms. So we appreciate it once again.
Yeah, Brian, it sounds like the need is there though, correct?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Okay. Definitely.
Brian, really quickly before we you know, close things down here, you mentioned here about some of the conditions that some of the donations come in as, and this can be, you know, at any point in time. For folks that are doing this for the very first time, what would you tell them about maybe checking dates, checking, you know, like the non-perishable containers and things like that before they actually put those donations in and have those available for use?
Yeah, great question. As far as canned goods are concerned, we usually take the shelf life of those until, you know, they're more than a year past the date of expiration. So if, like, it's a year out from date of expiration, you know, technically it's still 2 years good. So if something is expired by a month or so, you know, we can still hang on to that and hold on to that within that same year, you know, as far as that's concerned. As far as things that are packaged, if there's like an apparent cut, or there's a broken part to like a cardboard piece that's a part of the package, that's fine. If the interior though of itself is some sort of like open or damaged, even if it's pasta, unfortunately it's just not something we're going to be able to hand back out, you know. And then if it's a meat of some sort, that has to be a professionally packed meat. We aren't allowed to just take, you know, any donations for those. So yeah, so just try to mind the expiration dates as well as possible. And then you know, those items that I mentioned before, if we could, you know, try to get those, and of course we're going to verify those dates as well too, but it would be extremely helpful if people, you know, did that a little bit beforehand as well.
The need is great. The pantry is hollowing. So we need your help. We're just a week and 2 days away from the 21st annual Drive for Food here at KVOE. So just give us a call at 342-1400 or email kvoe@kvoe.com with your address. It is that simple. Then just make your donation, leave it on your front porch driveway, and we will do the rest and get it to the Salvation Army. Brian, we thank you for your time this morning.
Yes, thank you so much. God bless.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it. Again, Brian Chintaku, who is the Salvation Army Food Pantry Manager, joining us here with the update. And again, please get us your addresses.
Please.
KVOE's Blue Stem Farm and Ranch text line, 620-342-5863. That's all you really need to do besides putting your food out on your front porch or wherever you want to put it there. And we'll get it here on a week from Thursday. Tomorrow, 8:20, we'll have Lisa Fuller promoting the 5th Annual Gary Fuller Memorial Shootout, which is coming up this weekend. And we'll follow that with the biweekly appearance from Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan at 8.
And we can ask him what that new name is for the kids zone up there. We know now, don't we?
We can finally ask him. The Exploratorium.
Yeah.
Cool deal. I'm looking forward to taking the kids up there, see what they like about it.
All right. Our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 208-6777 for a free consultation today. It is 901. Notes.